Roker had no compunctions against asserting his rank. He would give all his energy to Rafe if he had to, and likely some of it would be pulled from the lingering magic Rafe's lover had left behind on this mountaintop. He clamped another talon on Rafe's hind leg. The shadow roared in indignation and banged in the air, turning and battering his wings hard against Roker to get him to let go. His tail and leg twisted in Roker's grasp. Roker released him, but only so he could quickly clasp his talons around Rafe's black-scaled foreclaws. With white wings flapping to keep him airborne, he hooked his legs around Rafe's and swiped his tail around to hold his friend against him by the waist. He clamped his jaw down on Rafe's neck hard enough to bruise and immobilize, but not hard enough to puncture the dragon's nearly impenetrable scaled hide. The sharp contact with the pressure point rendered Rafe unable to fly, his wings going slack. Roker beat his wings harder to keep them from plummeting to the ground and lowered them both slowly to the deep bed of snow in the crater below them.